Okay, we're going to come back into open session. Ms. Reed, could you give us a report on closed session, please?
Yes, the board went into closed session at 11:51 a.m. and the board came out of closed session at 1:03 p.m. From 12:55 p.m. to 1 p.m., the board met in closed session at the In-Home Supportive Services Public Authority, and there was no reportable action taken.
Okay. What are the staff reports? Anything from staff?
Nothing to report.
Anything from the board?
Nothing. It's less.
A quick comment. I'll be at RCRC tomorrow in Sacramento. One of the things that the Little Hoover Commission found with AB 1383, the organics bill, is they put it on pause. Lo and behold, and they also made the five-year exemption for rural counties permanent. So that's the counties and county staff in Environmental Services Joint Powers Authority have been screaming about this for the last 2 years, and finally now something has happened, but it took the Little Hoover Commission to do it. And then I'm getting comments after the 4th of July of why the county's fireworks ordinance can't be looked at year to year versus permanent. So just heads up. And I mean, I guess that could be considered when we come back at it next year, although...
Well, it's an ordinance.
It's an ordinance.
So it's not.
I'm just saying, you may be getting calls. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one. But if that, it sounds like that might be coming up. And the biggest concern was is it's not a drought fire year. So there was a potential to have home fireworks. So anyway.
And I thought our ordinance is just to not allow sales of home fireworks.
Sales or use.
Or use, okay. Yeah. Wendy, I need your pen again. Anyone else? Brandon, anything?
No, just the 4th of July at Butte Valley, as well as Copco Lake and the Volcanics Legacy Scenic Byway. An economic study was done of the byway. For each mile, there's quite a bit of money that comes into a community in the area. The scenic byway takes in Crater Lake, Klamath County, Oregon, comes in through Siskiyou and parts of the Rock, and then off to Lassen National Park. But there's some potential economic gains from that that will probably be presented down the road. Business plan presentation to the county of some sort.
Okay.
Or
Nancy?
Here
you go.
July 29th, I helped a couple of guys from Fish and Wildlife install two guzzlers in the Boone area. That was wildlife guzzlers. That was kind of fun. And we're looking forward to the North Coast Resource Partnership quarterly meeting here this Thursday and Friday. We'll be hosting up to about 90 people on Friday for our business meeting, and about 45 people Thursday for our strategic planning part of the meeting. So that'll be pretty exciting stuff happening here in town. That's all I have.
Is there any free meals, any hospitality?
Yeah.
Any wine sing? Because I'll come for that.
Right.
Okay.
Are you going to do that? Be in Sacramento tonight?
Hey, we should be going right now. You're going to be down there?
I'm going in the morning.
Okay, Wendy, we're adjourned.
We're good.
You want to hear the thing bang or not?